上个星期我们也是读了同样的经文，
Last week we read the same passage.
但是我们集中思想到第十九节。
We focus on verse 19.
那今天呢，我们读同样的经文，我们要把我们的注意力集中在最后这两节。
Yay.
We're going to focus on the last two verses, 20 and 21.
我们知道到21节结束的时候呢，这一个大的段落就告一个结束了。
We know that at the end of 21, that this whole big passage is coming to a stop.
因为它结尾的是说阿们。
Because it finished with Amen.
祷告结束了。
The prayer is finished.
从第一章开始，保罗心里好像装着一团火，有神的启示在他的心中，他不得不讲这些的话，要跟以弗所教会的时候倾诉他从神领受的那个丰富的信息。
So starting from the beginning of chapter 1, it's like there's this fire burning within Paul that he has this message from God that he wants to kind of preach.
而且这一段话从第一章到第三章他不光是用手在写，他也是用他的膝盖在写。
He's writing this passage not just with his hands, but also with his knees.
他一边写一边祷告。
He's writing and praying at the same time.
写完第一章那一长段的话那是圣经当中最长的一句话他就跪下来祷告。
And after finish that longest sentence in the Bible in chapter 1, then he started to pray.
求神来开众人的眼睛，能够明白神的启示。
So ask people, ask God to open people's eyes so that they can understand God's will.
然后起来以后继续写。
And then after that, he continues to write.
写了第二章，写了第三章，写在第三章十三节的时候，他又把笔放下，跪在地上祷告。
And then he was writing chapter 1, chapter 2, and then he come to chapter 3, he started to kneel down to pray again.
那地上是没有地毯的。
Now there is no carpet underneath.
他是在那个罗马的监牢当中，在那一个很黑暗、很污秽、很肮脏的环境当中，他灵里的眼睛开了定睛在神的身上，神的宝座的荣耀上面。
And it was in this dark and dank Roman prison that he is focusing his eyes on the glory of God.
这一段祷告结束以后，他又起来，把他刚刚祷告的话又记录下来。
And then after that, he recorded what he prayed.
我想他21节祷告完以后，把这段话写下了以后，他心里不断的，我想在喊阿们阿们，是的，神你来成就。
And then when he is writing that, he is filled with amens about what God is going to accomplish.
从第一章开始，一直讲到第三章祷告结束以后，他心中好像那种的压在他心头的那种负担，暂时得到释放。
And it's right after writing chapters 1 through 3, it's like this burden that is laying on his heart has been temporarily relieved.
憋在心里的一团火暂时得到释放出来。
And that fire in his heart was temporarily released outside.
我们怎么能够体会到他这种心情呢？
How can we experience what he's feeling?
因为我们发觉在第一章到第三章里面，保罗的句子常常都是很长的。
And we know that his sentences were very long in these first three chapters.
一句话里面非常的丰富。
Many, many things and abundantly in each sentence.
讲了又讲，讲个不停，一直要讲，好像心里面就憋着那一团话，他一定要释放出来。
And he's keeping talking and talking. It's like there's these things that he really wanted to get out.
第一章告诉我们说，教会是基督的身体。
The first chapter told us that the church is the body of Christ.
是在创造世界之前，神就在基督耶稣里拣选的这一批的人成为教会。
And before all creation, God has selected this few to be in His church.
到了第二章说，基督借着他的身体灭了冤仇。
And then in the second chapter, through the body of Christ, that all enmity is demolished.
外邦人、犹太人在基督耶稣里面那个冤仇隔阂被除去了，成为一个新造的人。
And all the wall dividing walls between the Gentiles and the Jews are demolished.
然后呢，这个新造的人呢，又借着耶稣基督与神和好。
And this newly created man is reconciled with God.
这个工作没有结束啊！今天教会的身体还在地上，就是教会啊。
And this work has not been accomplished yet because the church continues to be on earth today.
作为基督的身体的教会继续在成就在地上除去人与人之间人与人之间的隔阂让人之间和好让人与神继续的成就这个和好的工作。
And the church would continue to fulfill the mission of removing enmity between men and between men and God.
到第三章开始的时候，保罗就准备要跪下来祷告的时候，他突然想到还有一个奥秘没有跟大家讲。
And then in chapter 3, he thought about, well, there's still a mystery I have not explained.
这个奥秘就是神的奥秘就是教会。
And this mystery of God is the church.
神要借着教会在今天这个地上彰显出他无尽的智慧，让天上执政掌权的一切的势力都能够见证到神的智慧是何等的丰富和荣耀。
So God is going to use the church to reveal His endless wisdom, so that all authorities on earth and heaven will understand.
然后他就跪下来祷告。
He started to kneel to pray.
所以你看，第一章、第二章、第三章，保罗是一层一层的晋升，把教会的奥秘、教会的真理向我们讲明。
And it's through chapters 1, 2, and 3, layer by layer, he's revealing these deeper and deeper mysteries of the church.
达到三章二十一节的时候，是达到了他整个这前三章的一个启示的高峰。
And until the end of chapter 3, he reached this climax about this mystery.
这句话如果没有讲出来，他就好像还有没有一吐为快的感觉。
And so if he didn't really utter this sentence, then he really didn't feel that he has done just what he wanted to say.
这句话在讲什么呢？
What is he saying?
愿他在教会里，并在基督耶稣里得到荣耀。
That he can receive the glory through Christ and the church.
这件事情不是一时的。
It's not one time.
世世代代，永永远远。
It's for all generations and forever and ever.
这是从神创造世界，创造了人，创造了这个教会，创造这一切的作为，最后要达到的最终的目的，就是让神在教会当中得到当得的荣耀。
And the ultimate purpose of God creating heaven and earth and men and the church is that He will receive glory forever and ever through all generations.
好，把这一段启示讲完以后，第四章开始他就说了，所以我为主被囚的要劝你们了哈，神既然已经启示了这么荣耀的一个使命，给我们教会的这样一个呼召，给我你我的这样一个呼召，我们行事为人就当我们与我们所蒙的恩召相称了。
So then after that, in chapter 4, he starts to say, as a prisoner for the Lord, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
整个前三章就是讲出我们基督徒，我们教会在地上神给我们的一个呼召，一个使命。
And all three chapters beforehand was to talk about this calling that was given to the church.
用一句话来概括，我们教会的使命就是让上帝的名在教会当中得荣耀。
To summarize the calling for our church is that to God be the glory.
他先讲明这个使命呼召之后，从第四章、第五章、第六章就开始讲了，我们怎么成就这个使命。
And then after explaining what the calling is in the first three chapters, then the last three chapters is talking about how we will accomplish this calling.
所以我们今天读的虽然只是简单的这两句话，二十节、二十一节，但是这两句话里面藏着神一切丰盛的这个旨意向we启示出来。
And even though we only focus in two verses today, but it contains the will of God that is manifested in these verses.
我们简单的回顾一下前面几节他的祷告是怎么祷告的。
Let's review what his prayer was in the previous verses.
他跪在神的面前来认定神是天上地上的各家都是因他得名，他在掌管一切，他就求神了。
And then in the first three verses, he confirmed that God is the source of all the strength.
第一个祷告是叫我们这里面的人，里面的人能够刚强起来，不被外在的环境、外在的阻力、敌人的这个攻击所压倒。
And first, prayer was that He would strengthen us in our inner being, not because of outside influences or hindrances or challenges.
我们心里的力量刚强以后，能够让耶稣基督住在我们的心中，做主做王。
And when we strengthen our inner being, then the Lord can reside in our heart to be Lord and King.
基督一旦进到我们的心里，我们的爱就有根有基了，因为这个爱是从基督来的。
When Christ enters our heart, then our love will be rooted and established because the love comes from the Christ.
而且一旦这个我们经历神的爱以后，就不断的经历，不断的经历，和众人一起来明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
And then we would understand His love more and more, and then we'll know how long and wide and deep and high that God's love is.
而且这种经历是一生之久，是不能穷尽的，因为这个爱是超过我们所能测度的。
And it's going to experience in our whole life because this is something that is more than we can imagine.
当神的爱一旦充满我们的时候，那神他自己充满一切的就会充满在我们的当中，充满在教会的里面。
When love fills our heart, then we will be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.
虽然他是分着三个祈祷来祷告的，但是指向一个共同的方向，就是我们能够明白基督的爱。
Even though he had three separate prayers, but they all point to the same direction, is that we would understand Christ's love.
而且从这个祷告一开始，我们就看到保罗对这个祷告是很有把握的。
And also we can see that Paul was really affirmed in his prayers.
我们能够明白基督的爱，我们能够经历基督的爱，我们能够不断的经历明白基督的爱，让神的能够充满在我们。保罗对于这个祷告他是很有把握的。
So Paul was truly confirmed that knowing that God will let us experience his love and be established in it.
怎么知道的呢？你从祷告一开始他说求他按照他丰盛的荣耀，这句话你就知道。
And you, how can you know that? It's really from the first sentence that I prayed it out of his glorious riches.
他跪在神的面前说主啊，我求你的时候是求你照着你的丰盛，照着你的荣耀，照着你测不透的那个恩典来回应我的祷告的。我知道你一定能够成就这个祷告。
And when he knelt down to pray, saying, I'm praying that because I know of your glorious riches, that I know that you will fulfill this prayer.
什么叫照着按照他丰盛的荣耀呢？
What does that mean to be out of his glorious riches?
这句话为什么这么关键呢？
Why is it so key?
保罗为什么在祷告之初就提出这句话，我的祈求求你按照你丰盛的荣耀来回应呢？
Why is he bringing up the sentence that you would do it out of your glorious riches?
举个例子，大家可能就更明白了。
Maybe I'll give you an example you can understand.
现在美国谁是最有钱的人呢？
Who is the richest man in America?
是不是
Elon Musk?
Elon Musk 是不是？可能也在不断的变哈，因为那个股票在不断的这个贬值哈的。但是可能是马斯克呀，或者是 Amazon 的贝索斯啊，或者是这个微软的盖茨啊，反正这些人都是很有钱的人，对不对？
It would be constantly changing because of the stock price. It could be Elon Musk, it could be Bezos of Amazon, or it could be Gates of Microsoft.
如果马斯克给一个穷人给他100块钱，这不算什么，对不对
？Now, if Musk gave $100 to a poor person, doesn't really count for much.
这不是照着他的丰盛的那个有钱的那个地位给出去的100块钱，对不对
？Because it's not out of his, you know, abundant money that he's giving out that $100.
因为你我也可以哈帮助穷人，他给他100块钱。
Because you and I can also give $100 to a poor person.
但是如果马斯克给这个人100万啊，那是照着他的那个富有的程度给出去的那个价值。
But if Elon Musk gave $1 million, then he is giving according to his abundant money.
因为我们想给也给不出去。
Because even if we want to give, we cannot.
大家能够体会吗？保罗这个祷告，他把这句话放在前面说，照着神丰盛的荣耀来成就，让我们心里的力量刚强，让我们的爱有根有基，让神来充满我们，因为他知道上帝是何等的丰盛。
And then you now can understand when Paul said that out of his glorious riches that he can strengthen you for power and also for your love be established and rooted is according to his glorious riches.
他知道上帝的丰盛到一个程度，就是天地都是属于神的。
He knows how glorious, abundant God is because the heaven and earth belongs to him.
他知道他所求的这个对象是掌管天上地上所有的权柄的那一位主啊。
He knows the person he's praying to has all authority of entire universe.
他知道这位神是满有怜悯、满有恩典、有丰盛的慈爱，愿意赦免人的罪。他愿意怜悯谁，就会怜悯谁的呀。
Because he knows that this God is merciful and graceful, that he is not, he's slow to anger and is willing to be graceful to all men.
所以你就知道这个祷告从一开始保罗就很有把握。
So you know that from the very beginning.Paul has a lot of faith in his prayer.
不管我需要什么，只要我是照着神的旨意哈，我求的那个对象他是无所不有的，掌管一切的，没有任何缺乏的，在他的里面是一无所缺的。
And it doesn't matter what I ask for. I know this person who I'm asking for owns everything and has everything.
而且是借着他的灵，是借着圣灵要成就的事情。
And it's something that's going to be accomplished through His Spirit.
什么叫借着圣灵成就的事情
？What does it mean to be through His Spirit to be accomplished?
圣灵要亲自出马要成就的事情都是神迹。
So when the Holy Spirit is going to do it personally, we know that that is something that's going to accomplish.
都是大事。
It's all great things.
都是超过人的能力所能够成就的事情。
It's all things that are beyond human beings.
这是让我们看到哈，这个祷告是保罗。 从一开始他所拥有的那个信心。
And we know that this is the faith that Paul had from the very beginning.
而且呢，接下来哈，这三个祷告之后，这两句话，我们今天读的二十节、二十一节，更加表明他在神的面前的那种的笃定，那种的满心的相信。
And also in the last two verses, after these three prayers, that we know how firmly established in faith Paul was.
二十节的最初两个字，前面两个字是什么
？What are the first two words of verse 20?
神能。
Him who is able.
这已经不是在祷告了。
This is not a prayer.
这是在宣告。
This is a proclamation.
他在祷告的同时，他心里满心的相信。
And when he is praying, he is fully believing.
为什么他这么有把握呢？
Why is he so in a, have a faith in that?
为什么他能够如此充满信心呢
？Why is he so full of faith?
因为他知道神能。
Because he knows him who is able.
神能做什么？神能成就。
Him who is able to do.
神能成就什么？成就我们所求的。
Him who is able to do what we ask.
不仅能够成就我们所求的，连我们所想的他都能够成就。
Not only what we ask, but him who is able to do what we ask or imagine.
而且不是一点点的，是一切我们所求所想。
And not just a little bit, but he who is able to do everything we ask or imagine.
不仅包括我们所求的所想的，还是超过我们所求所想。
And not only that he can, him who is able to do more than what we ask or imagine.
不是一点点的超过，神能充充足足的超过我们所求所想的一切。
A little bit more, but him who is doing immeasurably more than what we ask or imagine.
所以很多人把以弗所书三章二十节作为他最喜欢的一句话。
And a lot of people really treat verse 21 as their favorite verse.
看英文也是，你看得很清楚，一层一层的进深。
And you can see in English also, layer by layer, it goes deeper and deeper.
首先我们看神能。
First we see him who is able.
保罗他有所不能。
There are things that Paul could not do.
保罗关在监牢里，他就没有办法亲身去探访以弗所的教会。
When he is shut in prison, he cannot go visit the Ephesian church in person.
当他听到以弗所教会如此的软弱，如此的惧怕，听到保罗被关在监牢里，他们甚至都要丧胆了。
When he heard that the Ephesian church was afraid because Paul was shut in prison,
保罗很清楚地意识到自己的 limitation, 他的限制。
And Paul realized his limitation clearly.
但他不能限制他对神的信心。我不能，神能。
But that did not limit his faith in God. I could not, but God can.
以弗所有软弱，但是神能。
Even though Ephesus church is weak, but God can.
敌人可以拦阻，敌人可以干扰，敌人可以攻击他的教会，但是神能。
God, the enemy may hinder or block or challenge, but God can.
神能成就。
God can accomplish.
神不是只是他有这个能力却高高在上不管我们呢
God is not something high above and will not pay attention to us.
他一旦知道他就会行动。
When he knows, he will work.
他不会只是在那里观望他要出手。
He's not just looking and watching, he is going to act.
他要使用他无所不能的那个能力来建立地上的教会成就他的旨意。
He's going to use an immeasurable power to accomplish what he wants accomplished on earth.
神能成就什么成就我们所求的。
What can God accomplish? He can accomplish what we ask.
在这样一位大能的神的面前，我们的责任是什么
？What is our responsibility in front of this powerful God?
向神祷告啊。
To pray to Him.
常常这是我们的问题，常常我们的亏欠就在这里。
And that is often our problem.
我们想要的却没有去求。
We didn't ask what we pray for.That we need to pray for.
我们之所以没有经历神的这样大的能力，已经在我们的里面运行的这个丰丰富富的能力，就是因为我们祷告太少。
We have not experienced His power because we pray too little.
一个教会的祷告会，不光我们教会了，我们教会也包括在内了，常常参加祷告会的人数是最少的聚会。
And often in many churches, including our own, the people who attended the meetings, the fewest is the prayer meetings.
是因为我们祷告的太少
，because we pray too little，
要么不祷告
，or we don't pray，
要么求的太小太少
，or we ask for too little。
但是当我们能够照着神的旨意去求，我们知道神的旨意，就照着神的旨意去求的时候，神能成就。
But if we know God's will and ask according to His will, then God can accomplish。
即使是你不知道很清楚的明白神的旨意，在这件事情上，你要祷告的事情上到底是什么的话，你也可以来祷告啊。
Even if you don't know exactly what God's will is in a particular matter, you can still come and pray.
应当一无挂虑，凡事借着祷告、祈求、感谢，将你所要的告诉神。
So that you can pray with and ask for God all the things that you need without worry.
神所赐出人意外的平安，必在耶稣基督里面保守我们的心怀意念。
That the peace that surpasses all understanding will govern in our hearts.
你说你不知道怎么祷告。
You say you don't know how to pray.
你说你不会祷告。
You say I don't know how to pray.
你也可以来到神的面前呢。
You can still come before God.
其实祷告最关键的就是来到神的面前。
The key of prayer is to come before Him.
我们不知道怎么祷告，圣灵又说不出来的叹息来为我们祷告。
If we don't know how to pray, the Holy Spirit will pray for us with His eyes.
就是把你这个人摆到神的面前。
Is to put you in front of God.
知道怎么祷告，你就开口祷告。
If you know how to pray, then just open your mouth and pray.
不知道怎么祷告，你就在神的面前叹息就足够了，因为圣灵会帮助我们。替我们，主耶稣基督在神的宝座的边上，在替我们，帮我们在祷告。
If you don't know how to pray, just come before God and just sigh, and the Holy Spirit and Christ would in front of God praying for us.
但是你要把你这个人，把你这段时间摆在神的面前。
But you have to put yourself and your time in front of God.
你要来到他的面前，跪在他的面前，就在那里把你心中所想要的就倾诉给神，讲给神听，这就是祷告了。
If you come before God and you just tell Him what you need, then that is a prayer.
不仅是我们说出来的祈求，我们心中的想望，神都知道。
Not only what we want, but God already knows.
包括我们不知道怎么祷告的，没有祷告出来的，神早已经知道，在我们祷告之前，神都知道。
Even though the things that we didn't think of, God already knows.
神能成就一切啊，没有任何的缺乏的来成就。
God can accomplish everything that we ask or imagine.
超过哈，中文这个翻译的哈，读英文就更清楚哈。它超过的是什么呢？超过一切我们所求所想的。
In English, it says more than everything that we ask or imagine.
而且是充充足足的，照着神的心意，照着他的丰盛的荣耀来成就这一切。
And it's also immeasurably more according to His glorious riches.
我们第一个问题就是我们。不祷告。
The first problem of ours is that we do not ask.
是因为我们太忙吗？
Are we too busy?
将来在审判的时候，在耶稣台前， YouTube, WeChat, Line 这些都要站起来为我们做见证，告诉我们说，不是因为我们没有时间哦。
And then in the front of the judgment seat one day, then all the social media is going to bear testimony. It's not because we don't have enough time.
你们得不着。是因为你们不求，你们求也得不着，是因为妄求，要浪费在你们的宴乐中。
You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives that you may spend what you get on your pleasures.
我们第二个问题就是求得太小，求得太少。
And the second problem of ours is we ask too little.
没有照着上帝丰盛的荣耀啊，在他的面前能够大胆的开口的啊，来求神来照着他的旨意来成就来赐福。
And we didn't ask according to His glorious riches that what we need.
这是为什么我们灵里常常觉得很低沉、很没有力气、很软弱的缘故。
And a lot of times that's really why we feel weak inside spiritually.
上帝愿意赐福给我们。
God wants to give grace to us.
上帝愿意在我们的生命当中彰显他的能力。彰显他的丰盛的恩典，但是我们因为我们的祷告太小太少的缘故，限制了神在我们当中的工作。
God wants to manifest His riches and His glorious power in us, but it's because oftentimes He's limited because we ask too little.
有一本书叫做《祷告出来的能力》（Power Through Prayer）。
And there is a book, Power Through Prayer.
哇，读到那本书里面，他讲了很多这个见证，讲了前面。很多这个历代历世历代这些的圣徒哈，这些被神大大使用的这些的工人，他们的这个祷告的经历。
And they talk about many examples of all these previous generations of Christians of how they experienced God's power.
我记得有一段他就讲哈，这个John Wesley 哈，这个 Calvin 哈，路德哈，他们每天都祷告几个小时。
And often talk about Wesley, Calvin, and Luther. They often pray for many hours a day.
我们常常觉得说，哎呀，你一天如果祷告三个小时、四个小时，你哪有时间还去做别的事情了呢
？And you may ask, well, if you pray for 3 or 4 hours every day, then what time do you have left to do other things?
但事情常常是跟我们想的是相反的。
But yet, oftentimes, things turn out opposite than the way we think.
就是因为他每天祷告三个小时、祷告四个小时，凌晨3点钟、4点钟就起来来祷告，来等候在神的面前，他才做事才大有能力的。
And it's often because they often wake up for at 3 a.m., 4 a.m. to pray, and that's why when they do things, it's filled with God's power.
他可以在有限的时间内很有效率的成就神要他成就的事情，就是因为他先跟神有这样一个祷告有一个连接。
And because they have this connection to God through prayer, and that's why they can accomplish things in limited time and with efficiency.
就是在这样长时间的祷告、等候与神的亲近当中，我们灵里的眼睛才被打开啊，圣灵才能够借着我们能够成就他要成就的事情。
Through prayers, our spiritual eyes are opened, and the Holy Spirit can accomplish much through us.
我们的祷告太小了哈，诗篇里面讲说：“我是耶和华你的神。”曾把你从埃及地领上来，你要大大的张口，我就给你充满无奈。我的民不听我的声音，以色列全不理我。
Our prayers are too little. In Psalms it says, I am the Lord your God who brought you up out of Egypt. Open wide your mouth and I will fill it. But my people would not listen to me. Israel would not submit to me.
我们的祷告的状态是不是也像当初的以色列人一样，让神觉得无奈呢？
Is it our condition of prayer just like the Israelites before, so that God would feel the same way?
神在提醒以色列人，难道你们忘记了吗？你们出埃及的时候，我是怎么从埃及把你们领出来的
？Did you forget how I brought you out of Egypt?
你忘记那十个灾了吗？埃及在埃及人眼中看的那么强大的尼罗河，看的那么强大的那些的假神，在我面前如同无物啊，我都可以把他们击打。
Did you forget the 10 plagues and even those powerful idols and the powerful Nile was under my authority?
当时在世界上不可一世的埃及的军兵，当他们来追杀你们的时候，追到红海的时候，发生了什么事情
？And what happened to the powerful Egyptian army at the Red Sea?
我可以使红海分开，你们走干地过去，他们来的时候，我就用洪水把他们淹灭。
And I will open up the Red Sea so you can cross on dry land. But when the Egyptian army came through, then I will kind of flood them.
难道你忘记了我那个大能了吗？你们在旷野当中几百万的人天天要吃，天天要喝，我是如何从天上降下玛纳来，让磐石出水来供应你们每一天的需要，一无所缺的呢
？Did you forget how I feed millions in the wilderness with water and also manna from heaven？
今天我们在神的面前要有这样的信心，知道这位神能够满足我们生活当中一切我们必须的需要，而且超过我们所想所求的。
And today we have the same God who will fulfill all the needs of our lives and also be immeasurably more than we ask or imagine.
在他岂有难成的事呢
？There is nothing impossible in Him.
神不仅要救赎我们，我们的祷告不仅要紧紧地停留在这个层面，而且神要让我们得荣耀。
Not only God is going to save us when we should not stay at that level, but God is going to accomplish glorious things in us.
神不仅仅是把我们带到天堂去，让我们仅仅得救，好像在天堂我做一个扫地的、看门的就够了。
God is not just going to bring us to heaven barely saved so that we can be a janitor there.
神的心意是让我们跟他一同怎么样做王啊，坐在宝座上啊。
God wants us to be king with Him and sit on the throne with Him.
神希望我们在他的面前大大的开口。照着他的旨意 你现在是王子公主啊，将来要准备，现在预备我们将来要坐在王座上跟他一起掌权的。
God wants us to open our mouth wide so that God can fill it, because today we are princes and princesses, and tomorrow we'll be kings with God.
我们的问题不仅是不求，求的太少太小，我们的问题还是跟世人求的没有什么太大区别了。
Not only do we not ask or ask too little, sometimes we ask that are no different from what the world wants.
如果我们的祷告的内容跟世人所求的那个富贵这个平顺这个健康仅仅限制于这些的事情上，我们跟那些不信的人所求的又有什么区别呢？
What difference does it make with other the worldly people asking if all we ask is for prosperity, for security, and also health?
一个乞丐问另外一个乞丐，老兄，将来有一天如果你做了皇帝，你想吃什么
？A beggar asks another beggar, "If you become king one day, what will you eat?"
这个乞丐就回答：“ 老子将来有一天做了皇帝，我天天吃麦当劳。
And this beggar said, if I become king one day, I'm going to eat McDonald every day.
如果我们只是用世人的眼光，用我们在这个世界上所求的这些的眼光来看待我们的得救，看待神的荣耀的话，那实在是我们没有什么跟世人有什么区别的地方。
If all we're asking for is the same as the secular world, then we are no different from them.
神要成就的是超过我们在地上所能想象得到的。
What God will accomplish is more than what we can imagine.
最近大家如果在 YouTube 上可以看到这个、从中国大陆出来的一个有名的采访记者叫柴静。
And you may have seen recently in YouTube that this is reporter, famous reporter 柴静。
他有系列的一个纪录片、这个六集的纪录片就是去追踪、在欧洲那些的恐怖分子伊斯兰的恐怖分子、去采访他们、了解他们为什么会做这些事情。
She has a six-part documentary about these Islamic terrorists in Europe.
每周出一集、大家可以去看、叫陌生人。
It's called Strangers. It's coming out every week. You can go watch.
那他有机会直接采访到那些以前做过恐怖分子的哈，现在是不一样的人哈。他有机会去采访这些人，直接问他们问题。
She has an opportunity to go interview those ex-terrorists and ask them.
其中有一个很尖锐的问题，就问他们说，哎。你们说你们这个殉道了，死了自杀炸弹嘛，死了以后可以上天堂。那在你们的心目当中，天堂是什么样的呢？
And she asked them, what is your concept of heaven that you said, you know, after you martyr yourself and then, you know, exploded, you can go to heaven. What is that?
在这些相信这个穆斯林相信伊斯兰教的穆斯林的心目当中，他们所描述的天堂是这样的。
And the heaven they describe from these Islamic terrorists is like that.
他们将来有一天上天堂的话，就可以在那里花天酒地了。
And then when they go to heaven, they think they can go just go party.
在那里有金钱美女在等待着他们。
And there will be money and beautiful women waiting for them.
每个殉道士有72个处女分配给他们。
And there will be 70 virgins assigned to each of the martyrs.
在他们心目当中的那个天堂，就是他们地上所求的，在天上完全实现。
The concept of heaven for them is whatever they ask for on earth, it will be accomplished for them in heaven.
就是把地上能够想象出来过得最好的日子搬到天上去成就而已。
It's the best what they can think of on earth, and they kind of move that to heaven.
这是我们心目当中的天堂吗
？Is that the heaven in our concept?
我们都知道哈，神的旨意高过我们的旨意，就像天高过地一样。
We know that God's thoughts is higher than our thoughts.
我们也知道。在地上无论发生什么样的事情神可以使万事相互效力叫爱神的人得益处。
And we know that on earth that we know in all things God works for the good of those who love him who has been called according to his purpose.
但这里所讲的益处绝不是我们所想地上的人所想象没有认识耶稣基督的人所想象的那个益处。
And the things that they talk about here is not really the things that people thought about on earth.
这里讲的益处是说我们的生命被改变越来越像主耶稣基督的样式。
The good things we're talking about here is that our lives being changed to be more and more like God.
我们在地上无论是平顺也好健康不健康也好神在做一切的事情为了达到这样的目的来彰显他的荣耀就是让我们越来越像主耶稣基督的样式。
It doesn't matter whether we are healthy or unhealthy or whether we have a peaceful or not peaceful life, but what God's plan is that we'll be more and more like Him.
什么是真正的天堂
？What is the real heaven?
什么是真正我们能够在耶稣基督里面，因为信耶稣基督而得到的那个益处
？And what is the benefit that we would receive as a Christian when we believe in Christ?
什么是神要在我们身上成就的，甚至超过我们所想所求的事情呢？
What is the thing that God is going to accomplish is more than what we can imagine.
用一句话来概括，就是让神在我这个人身上怎么样得荣耀。
And to summarize one sentence is that God will be glorified through me.
我们可以朝着这个方向祷告吗
？We can pray in that direction.
求疾病得医治是好的。
It's good to ask for sickness to be healed.
然后我们要记得哈，病得医治以后，不要忘记去感谢神哦。
But we should remember, after we are healed, we need to thank God.
不要像那个十个大麻风都得医治了，那个九个都跑去了，只知道去享受自己的得医治，却忘记了把荣耀和感恩归给神呢。
Don't be like the nine lepers who, after they are healed, they just go enjoy their life and forgot to thank God.
但是我们知道哈，如果神选择不医治我们，那是我们为了让我们得到更大的好处。
And we should know that if God chose not heal us, is that God wants us to receive even greater benefit.
是神要加给我们更大的力量，让我们在病痛当中，在不得医治的状态当中，依然能够荣耀上帝。
And so God is going to give us greater strength that even in our sickness, that we can assign glory to God.
离我们不远的地方 ，Pennsylvania 从前有一个姊妹叫蔡淑娟的。
In Pennsylvania, there's a sister, 蔡淑娟 Christina.
她得一种的病哈，就是不能见光哈，所以她后半生几十年的时间不能出门哈，就住在一个厚厚的窗帘遮蔽的一个黑暗的一个卧室当中。
She has a sickness that she cannot see light, so for decades in her life, she has to be shut in this dark room.
她不能出门见人，但是很多的基督徒，包括一些很有名的牧师，都去探访她，去慰问她。
Even though she could not leave her room, there are many Christians and pastors who would go visit her.
但是每一个慰问她、探访她、想要安慰她的人，却因着她的见证，在那种暗室当中依然喜乐的、荣耀的去为主而活，每一天的时候呢，却得了激励。
Even those people were there to comfort her, but yet they themselves were encouraged when they see how she was able to glorify God in this dark room.
神没有医治她。
God didn't heal her.
但神选择用这一种的方式，依然借着这样一个姊妹能够荣耀他的名。
But God has chosen this way to use his sister to glorify him.
让我们看到我们在地上得病啊，最大的盼望不是在地上得医治。
So when we have sickness on earth, it's not that we can receive benefit on earth.
而是有一种确信和把握，在耶稣基督的复活里面，我们已经得了完全的医治。
And it's that we will be completely healed in the life that Jesus has given us.
求长寿是好的。
It's good to ask for longevity.
但是我们要做好准备，一旦神给我们80年、90年，甚至更长的年日的话，我们当如何好好的使用这么长的时间，爱主、服侍主、为主而活呢
？And if God has given us 80 or 90 or even more, then we need to be prepared to say how we're going to use this time to serve Him and to glorify Him.
否则的话，我们岁数越长。就越亏欠主了。
Otherwise, the longer we live, the more we owe.
还不如早早去见主。
Maybe it's even better to just go see him early.
那即使神选择让你早早的回天家，我们也相信那是更好的一种的安排。
If God calls home early, then we know we should believe that it is the good plan of God.
求财富不一定是坏事。
It's not necessarily a bad thing to ask for money.
但是我们自己要做好准备。当如何的神如果真的是给我们很大的一笔钱很多的财富的话我们怎么好好的为神去经管呢做主的好管家呢
But if God gives us this large sum of money, then we need to be prepared to be a good steward.
按照主的心意去使用去支持去成就神在地上要成就的旨意呢
To be willing to spend the money to be good stewards and to accomplish his will on earth.
神给我们这样的富有的生活，这样安逸的生活，一无所缺的生活，绝对不简简单单是为我这个人，为我这个家庭的。
So when God has given us His money, it's not just for me or my family to enjoy this prosperous life on earth.
有一个挣钱越来越多的基督徒哈，他心里越来越不平安，他有一天就找到他的牧师来问。
There is this Christian who's been earning more and more money, and one day he asked his pastor.
他说我当学生的时候我十一奉献一点都不难。
When I was a student and I was tithing, it was not difficult at all.
我每个月挣1000块钱奖学金哈给我哈那我就拿出100块钱十分之一奉献到教会我觉得很喜乐很开心也是我爱主服侍主的一种的表达。
And when I received $1,000 of a scholarship, I gave $100, and I was just very joyful, and I think that that's how, the way I serve the church.
但是后来我毕业了，神也祝福我，给我一个很好的工作，而且不断的升迁，我挣的钱越来越多了，那我心中就越来越发难了。
But yeah, after I graduated, I got a good job, and I've been earning more and more money, and then I find that it's more and more difficult to tithe.
我每个月挣5000块钱的时候，我要拿出500块钱，心中就有一点不甘心。
And when I earn $5,000 a month, I need to give $500 a month in tithing, then I find that it's kind of unwilling.
后来神又祝福我，让我挣到一个月挣10000块钱，我要一个月拿出1000块钱来奉献的时候，我心里就有点不舍得了。
And when I start earning $10,000 a month, and I give $1,000 a month as tithe, and I find that I'm just getting more unwilling.
牧师，你说我该怎么办
？He said, Pastor, what should I do?
牧师说，弟兄，来来来，我们跪下来一起祷告。
He said, the pastor said, Brother, come here, let's kneel and pray together.
这个牧师就为他祷告。
And the pastor prayed for him.
主啊，求你帮助他，让他降职。
And Heavenly Father, please demote this brother.
主啊，你让他不要挣这么多钱。
Please don't let him make so much money.
这样让他可以更这个心甘情愿的、甘心乐意去奉献，来表达他的爱主。
So that he can now more willingly give to show how he loves God.
主啊，你让他失业一段时间。
Maybe let him be jobless for a while.
让他知道，即使天上的飞鸟、地上的花草，上帝都会养活的。
So that he will know that even all creatures on earth and heaven, God will feed.
主啊，你帮助他，让他知道他所拥有的一切都是上帝的。
Help him to know everything in heaven and earth belongs to you.
我们的一切都是神的。
Everything we have belongs to God.
神是真正的主人。
God is the Lord of all.
我们只不过是管家。
We are stewards.
有一天，我们要来到这个主人面前向他交账。
One day we'll come before him to give account.
在神的面前得到神的喜悦。
To be pleased by, in front of God.
让上帝在我这个人的身上，在我们的教会当中得到当得的荣耀，这是我们做一切事情神要成就的旨意。
And God's will is so that each one of us and the church will glorify him.
神成就我们的祷告的方式，保罗说是照着在我们心里面运行，充充足足运行的大力。
The way that God is going to answer our prayers is according to His power that is at work within us.
这个力量已经在我们里面了。
This strength is already in us.
圣灵已经住在我们的心中，照着他的力量，只要运行就能够成就神的旨意。
The Holy Spirit is already residing in us. It's going to be using His power to accomplish.
所以保罗很有把握的。向神来祷告，照着已经在我们里面的运行的大力来充充足足的成就一切，甚至超过我们所想所求。
So Paul's faith that the Holy Spirit is going to accomplish everything according to His power.
这是他前面3:16所祷告的，请你按照你丰盛的荣耀，照着你的灵，叫我们心里的力量刚强起来。
And just like in the prayer earlier, I pray that out of His glorious riches, He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being.
这就是他第一章里所祷告的，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
It is the same prayer in chapter 1 that and his incomparably great power for us who believe that power is the same as the mighty strength.
注意，保罗不是在这里求说再加给我们更多的能力了。
Paul is not saying add more strength.
他是说让他们知道已经在里面的能力是何等的浩大。
And he said instead that they know that the power that's in us already is how great.
保罗替我们祷告说，让我们明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。他们也求说，主啊，你再加添多一点给他们的爱。
Paul was praying that they understand the love and how wide and deep, and is not asking more love to be added.
因为不用加添了，神的爱不会再多一点了，因为神已经把一个完全的爱，借着耶稣基督一次性的已经给了我们。
Because the complete love through Jesus Christ has been already given to us.
我们所要知道的就是照明啊，知道这个能力是在基督的身上所运行的大能大力，是他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
And so that we know that what the power he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms.
是让我们知道，在我们里面这个能力大到一个什么程度，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的。和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世也都超过了。
And that power is far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age but also in the one to come.
要让我们知道，我们所在的这个教会就是基督的身体，就是那充满万有的，已经充满的。
And so we also know that church is the body of Christ, and that all things are under His feet.
这是保罗的信心和把握。
And that is his faith and hope.
也盼望成为你的信心和把握，就是在我们的里面有一个宝贝，是我们可能以前被忽略的。
And maybe that should be your faith, so that this precious power is something that you have ignored in the past.
我们所需要做的就是向里面的这一位主，这一位王去降服，不要去拦阻，不要去浇灭，不要去让他担忧。
So that we should be prostrate in front of this Lord in us, and so that we won't be worrying.
让他的能力可以充充足足的、自由的运行在我们的当中。
So that His power can move freely within us.
保罗告诉我们这个成就的方式，也告诉我们成就的最终的目的是让神在教会当中得荣耀。
And He told us the ways to accomplish the prayers, and He also tells us the purpose of the prayers, that God be the glory in the church.
在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀。
So that to Him in, be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus.
在基督里没得说，基督已经成就了神所成就的一切。当他快要离世的时候，向神祷告的时候，愿你荣耀你自己的名。天父亲自发声音告诉，耶稣，也告诉当场在场的人说，你已经荣耀了我，而且要继续荣耀。
And so when Jesus, before Jesus ascended in heaven, Jesus was praying that may your name be glorified, and God responded that my name has already been glorified, and continue to be glorified.
基督借着顺服，借着他的祷告，借着他的谦卑顺服，直到上到十字架为止，他完全的成就了上帝所要他成就的事情，他已经荣耀了神。
Through his humility and obedience on the cross, he has accomplished what God has wanted him to do and fulfill God's glory.
神说你已经荣耀了，而且要继续荣耀，继续的荣耀，那一部分就是指着你我了。
And when God said that you will continue to glorify, and that's talking about you and me.
如今你我是在地上基督的身体。
You and I are the body of Christ on earth.
主耶稣已经复活了，升天，坐在父神的右边了。
Jesus has been resurrected and ascended into heaven and seated on the right hand.
今天轮到你我了。
And today is your turn and my turn.
轮到教会了。
To Christ, the church's turn.
因为我们对上帝的依靠，对神全然的顺服，让我们可以效法耶稣基督的样式，就像耶稣基督在他身上荣耀神一样，在我们的教会当中，让神得到当得的荣耀。
Because of obedience, that will be like Christ, so that the church would exemplify God's glory.
主啊，我们。帮助我们哈，千万不要小瞧我们的教会啊。
So let us not underestimate our church.
这是神对我们的呼召啊。
This is the calling of God.
两三个人奉主的名聚集的时候，有神在他们当中，他们就可以荣耀神了。
When two or three gather in God's name, then they can glorify God.
人多人少不是那个关键，关键是说这一群人，这一群人聚在一起称作教会的这一群人，能不能够让上帝得荣耀，这是关键。
The key is not how many we have, it's really whether we can gather in His name to glorify God.
神从前是在天上，在荆棘丛中来显现，来对人讲话的。
Before God revealed Himself in a burning bush.
但今天呢，是借着教会。
Today is through the church.
从前在旷野的时候，神特别吩咐他们要这样那样，把他们建造起一个叫做会幕的地方。
Prior in the wilderness, God told the Israelites to build tabernacle.
建成以后，为了让神的荣耀显现出来。
So that God's glory may be revealed.
今天是借着我们这一些活着的这些人组在一起，能够合成一个教会，成为基督的一个会幕，来显现上帝的荣耀。
And today is going to through you and I, living beings, to form this tabernacle to reveal God's glory.
基督在十字架上顺服至死，且死在十字架上，荣耀了天父的名。
Jesus died on the cross to give glory to God.
复活升天之后，把圣灵降下来，住在教会的里面。今天神是借着教会来说话，借着教会来做事，借着教会来彰显他要彰显的旨意和荣耀。
And when the Holy Spirit came down to the church, then it's going to be through the church to reveal God's glory and to accomplish mighty things for God.
一个人可以只爱基督不爱教会吗？
Can somebody just love Christ but not the church?
如果一个人跑过来跟一位先生讲说，哎呀，我很喜欢你，我很愿意跟你做朋友，但是我就不喜欢你太太，不喜欢跟你太太讲话，不愿意跟她来往，这个先生会怎么回应他？
How would a husband respond to someone who said to him, I'd like to be friends with you, I'd like to kind of talk to you, but I don't like to deal with your wife?
教会是基督的心腹。
The church is the bride of Christ.
如果你说你爱基督的话，你一定就会爱教会。
If you love Christ, you will love the church.
如果一个人对于基督讲说，我只爱你，我就不爱教会的话，你想想基督的感受会是如何呢？
How would Christ think if someone said to him, I love you, but I don't love the church?
你可以花时间去找教会，找到那些信仰纯正的，奉基督的名聚集的，能够彼此相爱的 一群人、啊、加入到他们当中。
You can find a church that has a pure faith and someone who they love Christ, and then you can join them.
你可以花时间去衡量、去比较、去寻找一个适合你的教会。
You can spend time to kind of evaluate whether this church is appropriate and suitable for you.
但是你不可能一直在寻找而不真正的加入到一个教会当中。
But you cannot spend forever to just evaluate and never join it.
因为我们每一个人都是基督的身体中的肢体、啊、一部分。而不是标本。
Because we are all members of the body of Christ and not just specimen.
要真正成为肢体中的一部分，你一定要跟这个身体连在一起，跟一群具体的弟兄姐妹连在一起，一起的相爱，一起来追求认识主。
You must be connected to a body to be a member of it so that you can together see Christ and to grow.
你可以对这个教会的传道人有意见，但是你不可以背后讲论他们。
You may have some opinion and concerns about some ministers of a church, but you cannot talk about them behind the back.
不可以在教会当中造成纷争，因为神说了，你若毁坏神的家的话，神要毁坏这个人。
You cannot create conflicts because if you destroy God's family, God will destroy yours.
你可能不喜欢教会中的某一些人啊，但是你不可以结党纷争，因为上帝明确说他憎恶这样的事情。
You may not like some people in the church, but you cannot create factions and create conflicts because God hates those behaviors.
你可能一开始并不完全明白哈教会施工的方向啊，长职同工做出的决定啊，但是你不要随便的去反对他们。
You may not understand the ministry directions of the church and how ministries are performed, but you cannot cavalierly go oppose.
你要仔细的去听，耐心的去沟通，不是说你不可以发表你的见解，但是耐心的去沟通、倾听，一同来认出上帝对我们教会的引领。
And you should be patiently listening and trying to understand so you can understand the will of God together.
有些情况下，你可能要选择不得不要离开一间教会。
And there may be some situation that you have, but no choice but to leave the church.
但你离开教会的时候，你不可以气愤愤的离开。
But when you leave the church, you cannot leave angrily.
你不可以不辞而别。
You cannot leave without saying goodbye.
你不可以留下一大堆的问题，一大堆的谎言和闲话，然后离开这个教会。
You cannot leave without explaining, and you cannot leave with leaving behind a bunch of lies and conflicts.
因为只要我们是都是重生得救的弟兄姐妹的话，基督徒的话，将来有一天我们在天上还会见面的。
Because if we're all born again Christians, then one day we will see one another again in heaven.
我们要学习爱教会，委身于教会，跟一群的弟兄姐妹活在一起，长在一起，来荣耀天父的名。
We need to choose to live in a church to grow together as brothers and sisters so that we can together glorify God.
当我们这样去做的时候，这里讲说，但愿世世代代、永永远远，让神的名在他的教会当中得到当得的荣耀。
And then when we do that, then as a result, then throughout all generations and forever and ever, God will be glorified.
这是神的心意。
That is God's will.
神的心意是希望每一代的人每一代的圣徒能够持续不断地带给神荣耀。
And God's will is that for all generations, one after another, to bring glory to God.
每个世代的基督徒，那一代的教会都有他自己当承担的责任，神也会给他们那一代的人的机会，让他们怎样去在那个世代当中来荣耀天父的名。
There is responsibility for each generation and the opportunities given to every generation to give glory to God.
摩西那一代的人，神让他们出埃及，走旷野，过红海，走旷野，然后建起会幕来。
For the generation of Moses, God gives the Israelites the opportunity to cross the Red Sea and enter the wilderness and build a tabernacle.
但神的工作不是到那儿就为止了，他要兴起下一代的约书亚那一代的人，要带领以色列人怎么样进 迦南美地、得地、分地，荣耀神的名。
And God's word didn't stop at the generation because the next generation of Joshua, they are going to enter into Canaan to divide up the land and to glorify God there.
大卫有大卫的使命。
David has his own mission.
成为神合神心意的君王，建立起一个联合的以色列人的王国。
To be a king of God, following God's heart, and to build this united kingdom.
但有一天大卫也会死的，也会睡去的。
But there will be one day that David would die.
他的工作需要所罗门起来，继续来承接，继续来完成。
His work is going to be accomplished by Solomon.
圣殿要在所罗门的手上被建造起来，神的荣耀可以充满的一个圣殿。
And the temple will be built up with Solomon, and so that God's glory will fill it.
保罗很忠心地跑他当跑的那条路。
Paul walk his path faithfully.
但他也有一天要跑到终点的。
But one day he will run to the destination.
要交棒的
He's going to pass the baton.
他要把这个棒交给提摩太提多这些下一个世代的人起来承接在面临这个真实的逼迫的情况下他们如何能够站立得稳在逼迫的情况下为主来做见证的
He's going to pass the baton to Timothy and to Titus so that in their generation how they will be faithful despite persecution.
唐崇荣牧师这一代的老一代的传道人总有一天要跑到他们的尽头的
And Stephen Tong, and his older generation will one day also reach his destination.
不管你喜欢他的讲道，不喜欢他的讲道也好，你不能否认这位老的忠心的仆人，他竭力的在奔跑，即使在到他晚年的时候，他也跑到东岸来，来跟我们来告别，告别什么？来为主再次做见证。
And maybe you don't like or like his sermons, but you will see that he's been spending his whole life, and even in his last days, he would come to all the way to the East Coast to say goodbye to what? To say goodbye to just to give glory to God and to preach the gospel.
当那一代人跑到尽头的时候，下一代，我们这一代的人，依然神存留我们在世上的人，这一代人要兴起，要承接这个使命啊。
And when God is passing the baton to the next generation, what are we supposed to do is to accomplish this mission.
让神在教会里所得的荣耀，在基督耶稣里所得的荣耀，世世代代、永永远远的、不断不断的彰显出来。
So that God's glory will be revealed generation after generation, forever and ever.
这就是前三章啊，保罗在做的事情。
And that's what Paul was saying in the first three chapters.
他蛮有信心的，在上帝的面前祷告。
He prayed faithfully with faith.
他满心的相信啊，上帝怎么做事的？是借着回应并成就我们的祷告，教会的祷告，上帝的名在教会当中得荣耀。
Paul wholeheartedly believed that God's name would be glorified in the church through responding to and answering our prayers.
保罗满心的相信，知道神会照着他丰盛的荣耀，借着圣灵已经给我们的，住在我们的里面的，丰丰富富、充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的事情，让他的名得荣耀。
Paul fully believed that God would accomplish immeasurably more than what we can imagine or believe that so that God's name would be glorified.
他知道他有所不能，他知道任何一个具体的教会都有他的限制，但是神能。
He knows that even though he has his own limitation and church may have his own limitation, but God can.
他满心的相信，在神没有难成的事。
He fully believes that there is nothing impossible in God.
他满心的相信，即使是人有软弱，仇敌很猖狂的阻挡、干扰、搅扰，但是上帝依然要成就他要成就的旨意。
He fully believes that even though man may be weak and the enemy may attack, but God will accomplish what he wants.
保罗这样相信，历史历代的圣徒都这样的相信，我也相信，弟兄姐妹，你们相信吗？
Paul believes, and all the generations believe, and all the church in different generations believe. I believe. Do you believe?
你相信神能吗？
Do you believe that God can?
你相信神可以克服一切的难处和拦阻？黑暗依然能够成就他要成就的事吗
Do you believe that God can overcome all challenges and difficulties to accomplish what he wants?
如果你也相信，我们就再来把这两句话再读一遍。
If you believe, then we can read these two verses again.
用着信心来宣告哦。
So that we can proclaim with faith.
像保罗这样，向自己宣告， 向旁边的人宣告，向这个世界宣告神能。
So that like Paul will proclaim to ourselves, to the people around us, and to the whole world.
我们一起来。
Let's read together.
神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿们，阿们吗？阿们，感谢主。我们唱这首回应的诗歌。
Let's sing a song of response.
让神的荣耀世世代代永永远远地彰显出来。
May God's glory be revealed in all generations forever and ever.